The shir is sponsored by the Rea family, Leila Nisan Shmuel Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Shavuot for the Neshama and for the Kohen Mishpacha. The last 2 weeks, we were talking about cases where you're allowed to keep the object you find, even though it has a siman. The first week we spoke about something that you found that was had clearly been there for a long time. It was rusty and weeds had grown over it, a suitcase on the side of the road. So there we said, the assumption is the owner certainly gave up hope of ever recovering it, and even though there's a siman on it, and that's why you're allowed to keep it for yourself. We said that if it has his name on it, so then there's a mitzvah of Pnim Yishuras Adin to return it, because it has a person's name, just give him a call, it's no tircha, why not return it, Pnim Yishuras Adin, unless the owner was rich and you are poor, so then there's no din even to go with Pnim Yishuras Adin. And the second issue we spoke about more about last week was that if the owner can prove that he was not Niyayesh, he shows you that he's had ads in the newspapers for the last 3 years, if anyone found my suitcase, please return it to me. So in that case, we said, you have to give it back to him. That was the first shiur. Last week we spoke about Zuto Shel Yam. If you find something when you're scuba diving in the bottom of the sea, or something that got washed out onto the seashore, so in that case, that Gemara calls that avuda mimenu mikol adam. That's stronger than the first case. There we say the Torah was mafgirit. The Torah was mafgirit. So Shaila, how to learn that? Is it real, like a real hefker? Rashi seems to be saying it just the Torah considers it like yush. But there it's a din Torah that you're allowed to keep it, even if the owner is screaming, he's not giving up the hope, he wants it, he's not giving up on it. You can still keep it. And there also, we said, the Ramah of these paskins, the Lithnim Ashuras Adin Halacha applies there if you know the owner. So there is a Lithnim Ashuras Adin to return it to him. But we saw that the Beis HaLevi, Truma's Creed, disagreed whether Lithnim Ashuras Adin should apply there. So those are the two cases so far where even though the object has a siman, you're allowed to keep it. Once again, if it has a person's name, so then it's the Lithnim Ashuras Adin to return it to him anyway. Tonight's case, we'll talk more about things that were probably more practically can happen. And also, we'll see when you're allowed to keep this object that you find. And the sugya tonight, if you saw the email, was what happens if you find a sweater or a coat on the street? And let's say there's a siman on it. Once we'll still be talking, there's a siman, there's initials. Someone's initials underneath the, in a place where you wouldn't normally expect to find initials, or maybe the initials themselves are a siman, and you find that. Under what circumstances are you allowed to keep it? And we'll talk about, the same thing will be with it's a sweater, if it's a wallet, and we'll assume two cases, either where it's just a siman or it actually has his name. We'll see whether the Lithnim Ashuras Adin. But we'll talk simply when it's just a siman and you don't have his name. It has the initials on the wallet, on the sweater, on the coat, fancy piece of jewelry that had some initials, some siman on it. When are you allowed to keep it? I didn't want to make a whole shiur out of it, but just to get a little bit on the halacha of Avedas Akum. So you know, the Gemara says it's also to return something to an Akum, because you're strengthening the hands of the Avera, so you're not allowed to return it. But the two issues that we have to deal with on a practical level is, number one, is if it will engender a Kiddush Hashem by you returning it to that Akum, and he says, look how honest the Jews are, they return things to me, so then it is certainly, there's no prohibition to return it, and in fact, then it's a good thing. It could be a good thing to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim by returning it. A stronger issue is if he lost it in a Jewish neighborhood. So you have someone working in a shul and a cleaning service, and an Akum comes to the cleaning service, comes to the shul and lost their wallet there with their name on it. And to not return it will be a chilul Hashem, because they know they lost it there. And they'll say, look at these Jews, they found my thing and they didn't return it to me. So then there is it's forbidden to keep it. You have to return it. Right? So that's just rules to keep in mind. When you know that it belonged to an akum, if it's going to be a kiddush Hashem, it's proper to return it. If it's going to be a chilul Hashem, there's a chiyuv to return it to avoid a chilul Hashem. So that's just something to keep in mind as we go along. But that is what we have to talk about.
You know it was lost by an akum, and the akum knows it was found by a Jew.
That's right. That's what we're talking. Where it was found in a Jewish place. So then he knows where he lost it. He was working it out of his pocket. His wallet out of his pocket. He got home. It's not there, and he knows he lost it there. So let's see the Gemara's first, and then we'll see how that affects our cases. We're going to end up talking about three types of cases. We're going to talk about finding something in the Aguda parking lot. We'll talk about finding something...
Green Springer parking lot.
That one's too small, isn't it? We'll talk about the Metro parking lot. And we'll talk about Mandomin parking lot.
Are you permitted to stop?
Okay, so keep those three cases in mind as we see the sugya. Now, one reason why we're doing this is the end of the braisa that we saw last week. The braisa said, the first part of the braisa spoke about Zuto Shoyam, saving it from a lion. But then the end, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Hamotzi b'sratia platya gedola. If you find something in a sratia, is a public square of Platya Gedola, or a large road, a large thoroughfare. So wherever there's a lot of people, you're allowed to keep it, because the assumption is, because you can certainly assume that the owners gave up all hope of finding it. But that's what the Braisa said. So the Gemara had a Shaila, where Rav Shimon ben Elazar says his halacha. He didn't say anything about who the rabbim are, or who the many people are. Ibayilu, they had a shayla. Ki kamer Rav Shimon ben Elazar b'ro Kenanim. Is Rav Shimon ben Elazar talking about a place where most of the people are Kenanim? Ava b'ro Yisrael, it's a place where most of the people are Jews. Right, it's a busy place. It's a good parking lot. He did not say it. Or Dilmar, perhaps, Afila Barov Yisrael Nami Amar. Maybe he meant, even if it's in a very busy place, even if it's there are Jews there, even though it's mostly Jews, he also said you're allowed to keep it. Now why should he be able to keep it in such a case? So Tosu says, keep this in mind for later, why was there somewhat there are a lot of Jews there, why should he be able to keep it? If it's one Jew finds it or many Jews find it, why would someone give up hope if there are many Jews there? So Tosu says, if you have a big concentration of anyone, even if it's a lot of Jews, there's a good chance, it's not on the handout, there's a good chance that there'll be one person that is always rotten apples around, and if you have a lot of people there, it's a crowd, so there's bound to be one person there who is not proper, he doesn't keep mitzvahs properly, and he might keep it for himself. So that's why you're miyayish if you use it in a crowd. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Then the Gemara continues. Well, he says, in Shi Dilama, the people that are not. You know, when you have a big crowd, there are people there that are looking for opportunities.
The bigger the crowd, the more likely they're going to be stopped. The bigger the crowd, the more likely they're going to be
stopped. Right. But when you have, suppose 5% of people are dishonest. So if you have 100 people, so then there's 5 dishonest people in there. If you have 7 people, so then there might be no one dishonest there. Right? That's what you're worried about. Then the Gemara has a Shaila. If he said it by Rav Yisrael, what's halacha? Do the Chacham disagree with him? Or do they not disagree? And if you say they do disagree, how far do they disagree? And the bottom line, the Gemara has a Shaila, is what's halacha? If you say they disagree, do we pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, or do we not pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? The Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Bryson that says if you found something, if someone found something in shuls or about the medrashas where there's a lot of people, It says you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara says, look at the shul, Beis Medrash, that's a place where a lot of Jews are, and the Mishnah says, and the Braisa says, you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara answers, first one to answer is talking about a church, it's not talking about a shul, then it has to have a Beis Medrash. So the Gemara gives an answer, it could be talking about a Beis Medrash, but it's talking the Yasib of Kenanim, but they have Kenanim in charge as guards. So, just I'm putting that, I put that in the handout to know that we do paskin that we paskin like Shavin Alazar, but we only paskin like him where it's Rav Kenanim. If it's Rav Yisrael, so then the halacha is you have to return it, no matter what. If it's Rav, well, unless we'll talk about in future weeks when you could keep it even by case of Rav Yisrael. But this heter, this week we're talking about Yoshe Rubel Akim is because we paskin that like Rav Shimon ben Elazar when most of the city is Akim. But it doesn't have to be most of the city. It could be, we're talking about each neighborhood has its own halacha, each apartment building has its own halacha, and even a shul, or a Beis Medrash, where most of the people hopefully are Jews when they walk in, but because they're Goyim who guard it, so that has it in a Rov Akum. Now, why should it be like that? You know, why? We should assume that it's Rov Yisrael because they have guards. It's much more, I hope, you know, it's, you don't, you have 100 people inside, you don't have 200 guards, right? You have a few guards, but the Mefarshim explained because the Jews that are going into the shul or the basement are going to daven and to learn. The guards are in charge of looking around to finding if anything missing, any suspicious objects. So there the likelihood is if you lost something there, in that case where they had this system of Gaisha guards, you can assume the loser assumes the Gaisha guard found it and he does not expect to get it back. Right, so that's the Gemara's Maskana. Now, why is it like this? So we're paskin of Shimon ben Elazar, that if you lose something in a place where most of the people are Akum, Tnanim, you're allowed to keep that object. Why is that? So Tosu says, and this is on the other side of the handout, Rintomar. Right? So Tosu says, if we're talking about a place where it's mostly Goyim, so there the assumption is, that you, the first thing that will hit your mind is why can you keep it? Because you can assume that it probably fell from an Akum and there's no chiyuv to return it to an Akum. And even though we said it could be a Kiddush Hashem or Chil Hashem, if you don't know whose it is, there's no one to return it to. Like if it's a Jewish lost thing, you know, you put the sign up in the shul. If someone else lost it, like where do you put it? Every telephone pole or something? You know, there wouldn't be such a Kiddush Hashem or Chil Hashem in such a case. So Tosis asked in Tamar, you came Matzarech Tam Neshavah Mithyashim. If you remember the Braisa said, Harei Yerushalal, because the owners gave up hope. So what do you need to say that if you can keep it because the owners gave up hope? Typically, you should be able to keep it because you can assume it fell from a Kanani, and Allah says you don't have to return an object to a Kanani who lost it. What do you have to say? That, well, it's, they gave up hope. And for Tosus, the Itzrich. You need that second reason also. Even if you know that this object fell from a Jew, still it says that you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because the one that lost it gives up hope. But Amr, he says, the Kananim Shlokile, it's probably the Kananim took it. But feeling Yisrael, Yimsaim, and he realizes, even if a Jew will find it, Lo Yachris, the Jew won't announce it, it's a Torah, the Menachnanim, Nafel, because he'll assume that it fell from a Kanani, Dehain Ruba. So, Tosa says, there's really two reasons why you're allowed to keep something that you find in a place where there are Rov Akum, that you find on the streets where most of the people are Kanani. The first reason is because you can assume that it fell from a Kanani and there's no Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda to a Kanani. And the second reason is, even if you know that it fell from a Jew, how would you know it fell from a Jew? You see that the initials are Hebrew letters. You know, it says Yud Shin, and those are that's the siman on the coat. So even if you see that it fell from a Jew, still the halacha is that you don't have to return it, because that Jew will think that I lost it over there in Mondawmin. And who's found it there? Probably a Kanani found it. And they'll never know how to return it to me. They don't have all the halachos of the Shabbos Aveda that we have. So as soon as I realize I lost it, I give up on finding it. And I realize even if I saw another Jew there with me, over there, you know, at the license, the MVA, and maybe he found it, but he's not going to announce it because he'll think that it fell from someone who wasn't Jewish.
What about an item that's, even if there's a rov akum, you can assume that this is something that belongs to a Jew?
This is what Tosfos is saying. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said.
No, if you found like a pair of tefillin.
So that's a different halakha.
Nobody would think.
Well, why you are talking about a coat with Hebrew initials in it? No one would think it fell from a Kanani there also. Right, the difference is, and that the Rama says, if you find a sefer or a tefillin there, so there this halacha doesn't apply, because then even if a Kanani and Akum found it, what's he going to do with it? He's going to go to a Jewish bookstore or a Jewish place and say, look, I found these Jewish items and you know, I'll sell them to you, I'll give them to you. So there the Rama says this doesn't apply. Right, so with something like that, well, there also has no value that it's for sure, but I'm saying it's a coat that has Hebrew initials, or it has the wallet and has some Gemara notes on it. Right, it has he has this thing folded up in his wallet. So you know it belonged to a Jew, so then you might limit it to where. But even though you know it belongs to a Jew, Tosfos says you're allowed to keep it because that Jew was miyayish, because since he lost it in a place where mostly goyim are, since he lost it over there, he assumes that they took it and they won't know how to return it, or they won't return it because they don't have such halachas like we have.
Shotness day. Shotness day.
Well, that's also no raya, because it could be that it was used, he sold it to consignment and someone else bought it, or they went to Gage, or some place where they have them automatically. Yes, that wouldn't be a raya. I'm saying, but Tosfos says, even if you know a fellow from Israel, you saw in the crowd that someone with a black hat dropped the thing, and then there was crowd was surging, you couldn't find them, and you know a fellow from Israel, so still you're allowed to keep it because the owners are miyayish. If you don't know who it fell from, so then you certainly could keep it because you can assume it fell from a Kanani. So that's Tosfos' reason. The Ritva disagrees with Tosfos. He says, if you don't know who it fell from, and this thing has a simen on it, and there's reason to think there was no Yiyush, so then you have to announce it because maybe it fell from a Yisrael. And by announcing it, you'll be Mavar. Announce it in the shuls, and if a Jew lost it, he'll be able to claim it. Right, the Tosfos says there's no reason to even announce it because you can just assume that it, you go Basarov and it fell from a guy, and you can assume that a guy dropped it and you could keep it. The Ritva disagrees, and we'll see that that's going to be a nakamina in the poskim as we proceed. On just what's the definition of astrati and plati, I have it's a machlokas rishonim. The poskim don't deal with it, but on the dock there's a machlokas rishonim. The shita. Tosfos seems to learn that way, holds that it means any right, it says Stratia Platia v'chol mokom sh'rav mitzuyim. So they seem to learn it means any street, any public property has a din of Rishus HaRavim. We're talking about anything that's out in the public, even if it's not a big, it doesn't have to be like big crowds, not in a stadium, it doesn't have to be a big shopping mall where there's a lot of people around. That's the din of Rav mitzuyim sham. The Rashba says no, when they say Stratia Platia, they mean Dafka, a major thoroughfare, a major square, and the Malkum Sharabim Mitzuyim Shom also is a place where there are a lot of people. The Poskim don't deal with it. The only one I saw, Mishpat HaAveda, he brought down both Deyos, and I think, as we proceed, we'll see that a lot of common sense gets involved here. So we'll assume that it's talking where it's not just two people that show up every week in that place, it's regularly traveled. And that will be the case we're talking about, where you found something on a typical street where people are walking, generally people are walking back and forth. Now that's the case we're talking about, or in a parking lot, or in a mall, shopping center. Those are the types of cases we're talking about. Now let's just read the way the Shulchan Aruch classkins it on the top of the page. This is Reishon Tes Sif Gimel. Im Rov Ha'ir Akum. If most of the city is Akum, Filu Ruba Yisrael, even if most of the city is Jewish residents. Umatza b'makim sherov ha'ovrim shom akum, but you found it in a section where most people that go by are akum. Einu chayiv, you're not chayiv to return it. Afilin yad shem Yisrael nafla, even though you know fell from a Yisrael. V'yesh ba simin, and even though there is a simin on it, you're allowed to keep it. Shavadi nisyayishu ha'bailim, because we can assume that the owner certainly gave up hope. Interesting, one of the Yisraelim gave an example of a case of a city where it's mostly Yisrael, but Akum go by. I don't understand it, but they said the Rova is an example of that. They quote Rav Yashiv. The Rova Yehudi and Yerushalayim, it's mostly Jews live there, but mostly Akum go by. I don't know, maybe it means tourists, or, but he says that's an example where even though it's most of the city is Jewish, but that spot is mostly Akum going by. And here in Baltimore, we could think of, here we don't have Rove City, that's Yisrael. Now, but you know, we're not going to Baltimore. That, what we're going to talk is neighborhoods. So, you know, in our neighborhoods, we could say Rove is Yisrael. So this halacha won't apply, L'chora. Right, so this halacha is talking where this Rove of the city is Akum. Another example brought down is an apartment building. It might be that most of the city is Akum, but if it's found in an apartment building where everyone's Jewish, so then chances are it fell from someone in the apartment building. They live there. And the fact that there's another million people that live other places in the city, that's not going to make a difference. And here's the Ramah says over here. This is the Ramah that we said before. Yesh Omim Dim Avat Svarim, that if a person lost Svarim, then the Miyayish may now Yofiyu B'Makam Shuv B'Akum. Then he's not Miyayish, even though most of the people are Akum, because what's an Akum going to do with the Sefer? He's going to return it to the Jewish section. Siftal L'Shulchan Aruch says, L'fichuch, therefore, Hamasi Chaviya Shoyayim B'Yer Shuv B'Akum, if you found a barrel of wine in a city where most of the people are Akum, Yena Asur B'Ano, you can't use the wine because it's Stam Yenam. We assume it belongs to an Akum. But the barrel is permitted. You don't have to do Hashavas Aveda for it. But if a Jew came and gave you a simon on that barrel, so you know it certainly belonged to a Yisrael, but he was miyayish from it. So then you're allowed to drink it in Yistuma, as long as it's closed, so you don't have to be afraid that an Akum touched it. Right? So, this is halacha, that even though you find it, because you find it in a place where it's Rov Akum, even though you know it was from a Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. Now, in this case, where the Yisrael comes and gives you a simon, I didn't repeat it, but we had in the first week, Sif Hei says that, nevertheless, Lefnim Yishur Sadin, if the Yisrael comes to you, you should return it to him, Lefnim Yishur Sadin, because here he is, and that's what he said. The same thing is, if it has his name on and phone number, you should call him up and return it to him, because that's the din of Lefnim Yishur Sadin. But if we're just talking where there's a simon and you have no one to call, so then you're not mechuyev to go to the tircha of trying to find the owner, even though you know it belonged to a Yisrael. Okay, so that's the halacha. Now, the nafkamina between these reasons, as we're going to talk about in future weeks, and we mentioned before that the only time you're allowed to keep something for yiyush is if the yiyush occurred before you picked it up. Right, the owner has to know that he lost it, and if he knows that he lost it before you picked it up, so then when you pick it up after his yiyush, you're allowed to keep it. But in normal circumstances, if it's an item where people don't realize they lost it until, you know, months go by or a lot of time goes by, so then you're not allowed to keep it because it came into your possession before there was yiyush. So the question we have, does that halacha apply here also? We're talking about items like a sweater or a wallet. Those are things that people usually realize that right away that they lost. Right, their coat falls off. You know, they realize after a couple of blocks that they're missing their coat, or their wallet falls. So that's time we go somewhere. They know their wallet's missing. Or we'll talk probably next week about that. That people are aware of what's in their pockets. But suppose it's not something like that. Suppose it's something that it could be they didn't realize that they lost right away, and you picked it up, and now you're not sure what to do with it. So the Sma says based on Tosfos, that since one of the reasons we say you're allowed to keep something in a city where there's mostly Akum is because you can assume it fell from an Akum, so then you don't have to worry about, well, did the owner know that he lost it or did he not know he lost it, because the halacha is that you can keep it. If it doesn't belong to a Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it. So in that case, the Smar Paskins, it's a cut and test over here, that even if it's an item, or you have reason to think that there was not Yiyush yet, but since we're assuming that it fell from the majority of the people that are in the town, and they are Akums, so you're allowed to keep it, even though there was not Yiyush, but we're relying on that other reason that Tosfos said, like Tosfos said it. Now, the Taz disagrees, because the Taz holds like the Ritva. He doesn't agree with Tosfos' Svara that one of the reasons you're allowed to keep it is because you can assume it fell from Rov Akum. Why? What right do you have to assume that? You go announce it and find out who it might be. So the Taz disagrees. The Taz says that if there's reason to think, and you have good reason to think that the owners had not known of the loss before you found it, so in that case, you have to announce it, and you're not allowed to keep it. What happens if you're not sure? And that's, I think, the most practical halacha. You found that you're not sure if the person was miyayish, and this, I think, is a good halacha lemaisa. So Rabbi Yeager says, right? You found, and this is a typical case. You find something. Did they know they lost it? Did they not know they lost it? You're not sure. You don't know all these halachas. It's hard to know. But he says, if it's a place where it's rov akum, you're allowed to keep it because there's a sfek sfeika. Because first of all, it could have fallen from an akum. It could have fallen from a Yisrael. And even if it fell from a Yisrael, it could be that he was miyayish before you picked it up. Right? We're certainly, everyone is saying that if they knew that they lost it, they would be miyayish because of the situation, the location.
You want to hit the Shabbos clock? You know where he's at.
Right, so there, in that case, where you're not sure whether it was Yishalom Idas. So there, Rabbi Yeager says, this is brought down by the later poskim, that since you're not sure, you have this fake, so you're allowed to keep it. You found the sweater, you found this, was he Miyash or not? Well, it's a place where it's Rov Akum, so maybe, first of all, it might have fallen from an Akum, and even if it fell from a Yisrael, there's a good chance that he was Miyash. So, in very many cases, because of this Lumbus, you're going to be allowed to keep this item that you found. So that's good to keep in mind.
Is that only going according to Tosfos?
Yeah, so most of them seem to go with Tosfos, but even the Taz says, okay, should be Mavire it. So he is going with Tosfos, but that combination of, and even if it was Yisrael, there was probably a Yush, so we don't know if the Taz would disagree with it, but Rick Yeager says that is a good Svara, and once you have the Sma, and now you have the Sma says, even if he certainly wasn't the Yayish, you're allowed to keep it. And you have Rabbi Yeager saying, well, if it's a Sufi, you have the Sfek Sveika. So, halacha l'maisa, if you find something in Mandomin, in the parking lot over there, or in a place where it's Rov Akum, so in most cases, you'll be able to keep it because the Sfek Sveika. First of all, good chance it fell from an Akum, and even if it didn't, there's a good chance the owner was Miyayish. Now, what happens though if a Yisrael shows up and says, I heard you found, you started talking about the thing you found in the parking lot, and he says, I lost that and I could give you a siman on it. It's my initials. Right? So, what happens then? So, the Shulchan Aruch, if you recall, said, even if Yisrael comes and gives you a siman on the barrel of wine, you're allowed to keep it. Except you should go with Nimishur Sadin and return it. Right? But Meikar, then you're allowed to keep it. But the Sma says the only time you're allowed to keep it is if it's something now you have the Yisrael facing you and you know that this belonged to him at one time. Are you allowed to keep it? You're only allowed to keep it if you know as a fact that he was Miyayesh before you picked it up. Now you can use maybe fell for a guy or certainly fell from a guy because you know it fell from this Yisrael. You know that this belongs to a Yisrael. So then the halacha is that the Sma says that it has to be something that he recognizes that he lost right away, or if it has the Hebrew letters or something, it's clearly a Jewish owned item, a black hat, something that you can know that belongs to a Jew. So there also, according to the Smach, it's something that he wouldn't recognize that he lost right away. So there the halacha will be that you're not allowed to keep it. We're only talking where it's something that he knew he lost right away. Now Rabbi Kiyager disagrees, and he says that, well, what's the problem if you take it for 4 years? That's because when you put it into your house, it was usher for you to take it that time because it belonged to Reuven. He wasn't Miayish yet. But over here, since it's a place where it's Rov Akum, and Mi'ikar Adin, you were allowed to take it into your house because it's Rov Akum, and afterwards he was Miayish, so you did nothing wrong, it was in your house, and you had Yish, so Kiyager says that you're allowed to keep it even in such a case. That's the finish with Kiyager. But it's something to keep in mind. It's not so nogeya because most times we'll tell you to go to Fnimish Resedin and return it if the owner shows up. Right? Because you are supposed to go to Fnimish Resedin. We're even kofin bidvarim to go to Fnimish Resedin. But that's just something to keep in mind also. Now there's a chiddush that the Pisrei Choshen says and Pisrei Torah says, and that's very nogeya. That's very nogeya to, you know, I've been talking about mandamin. How about Smith Avenue? How about Owings Mills? How about Park Heights? How about Metro? Right there, let's assume it's Rov Yisrael. Rov Yisrael lives in our neighborhoods. We live in neighborhoods where there's Rov Yisrael. But it's Rov Yisrael that aren't keeping Torah mitzvahs, that they don't keep the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. If you lose something in a Jewish neighborhood where they don't keep the halachas of Hashavas Aveda, so the assumption is, these poskim say, is that you are miyayish, because you lose something in Owings Mills. How are you ever going to find it? There's no place to look at. He says, even not in Owings Mills, even if you lose something on Park Heights Avenue, and there's so many shuls there, and it's such a major street, even if you assume that most of the people going down that street are Jewish, Ocean Parkway, most of the people going down are Jewish, assume, but how are you ever going to find it? There's so many places where they would have to put it, and you'd have to find it. You have to go from shul to shul to find, is there a sign up? And so they say, in such a situation where Rov Yisrael are not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, we can be summed up on the Svar that Tosfos said in the beginning. Right, Tosfos, the Gemara had a Havina, maybe Rosh Hashanah Laws has said his din even by Rov Yisrael. And the reason is because when you have 100 Yisrael, there's going to be some people that don't keep the halacha. So the Gemara said, we don't have to worry about that. But the Pisrei Choshen says, that just means we don't have to worry about it if we don't know. But if we know that of these 5,000 Bnei Yisrael that live in this neighborhood, 4,000 of them don't keep Torah Mitzvahs because it's in Nakush and Ishba, so that's the same halacha now. If you lose something in such a place, you lose something in the metro parking lot, you lose something in a place where even though it's Rov Yisrael, but they're not Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, so you are going to be miyayesh because you figure you'll never be able to get it back again because it's lost. There's no way of getting it. It's not like it was in an apartment building where everyone knows where it's. Everyone knows that this is a film place, and if someone finds it, they'll certainly return it. So they say that halacha l'maisa, that if you lose something, if you find something on Smith Avenue, the metro parking lot, Ocean Parkway, in a neighborhood, even though it's Rov Yisrael, but those Rov Yisrael are Baba Nesenu HaRavim, not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, then you're allowed to keep it. Because, even though it has a simen, because they are miyayish on it, and they certainly are miyayish. Like, if it's something that they don't realize they lost until time goes by, it's something that they don't use so often, where it's a case of Yishalamidas, so there, you won't be able to keep it, even according to the Smah. The Smah only said you're allowed to keep it in such a case because we can assume that it fell from an Akum. And if it fell from an Akum, there's no Kiyav HaShavas Aveda. But if it fell from Yisrael, even if he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, there's still a Mitzvah HaShavas Aveda, unless he's a Momer L'Hachis, but that's not the case we're talking about here. So if it fell from Yisrael, and he was not Miyayish before you found it, so then you would have to return it to him. you'd have to at least try to return it to him. But if it's something that he was miyayesh immediately when he lost it, and we're talking about normal cases of a coat, a watch, a wallet that has a siman on it, and you found it in a place, even though it's Rov Yisrael, but it's Rov Yisrael who are not Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs, so then the halacha they say is that you'll be allowed to keep it. Because they are miyayish. Even if it was Yisrael who was Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs that had lost it, he is miyayish.
You see, there's some people who are not from, who don't keep the halachas of a Shabbos Veda, they, for Machmir, they return everything. They think it's the moral right thing to do.
Right, so if it's like that, fine, but, you know, they don't know how to do it here. And if it has a name in it, so then you should return it anyway because that's what the Mishnah said did. Right? Going back to, well, we're talking where there's just a siman. So if it's a siman, so then you have the whole headaches of Hashavas Aveda. We didn't get to those yet. There's a whole tier thing you have to do to try to the Mishnah Aveda. So most people in that neighborhood don't do that, and you lose it there, so then. And it could be because he's saying like a circumstances, because there's no way of doing it. You know, you mentioned, so where are they going to put the sign up? It could be from any of a dozen different places where people daven, where they would find signs, and you don't know where to put it. So in that case, you'd be allowed to keep it. Once again, if it has a name on it, so then you would have to go with the Mishra Sedin and return it. And then we said, even if it was a guy, even if the name was Muhammad, and you know it belongs to a guy, you still have to return it because of Chil Hashem, because he knows he lost something in this Jewish neighborhood and it had my name in it, my wallet, and no one returned it. Well, these Jews, they steal things, that's Chil Hashem. So if it has the name and phone number in it, and all you have to do is call up, look up in the phone book and return it, so then no matter who it is, you have to return it. If it's just a siman, so then, we're saying if it's something that we can assume they lost, something we can assume that they know they lost right away, so then you're allowed to keep it and you don't have to go through the whole tircha of making announcements because we can assume that they were miyayish. Right, so let's just review the cases and hopefully it'll be clearer when we go through it again. Now, if it's a... So first of all, we'll talk in two cases. We'll talk where it has a siman, and then we'll talk a case where it has the name on it. Right? That's easier when it has a name. But let's talk where there's a siman, and you found something with a siman in a parking lot, something, and we'll assume it's something that they realize they lost right away, a coat, watch, wallet, and it has initials on it. So if you found it in a good parking lot or Meya Sha'arim, right, where it's most of the people are Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs, so there the assumption is two assumptions. First of all, you have to assume that it was a Yisrael that lost it. And also, that Yisrael who lost it is not going to be Miyayesh because he has no reason to be Miyayesh. He lost it in the best place. You know, he left it in Shul, he dropped it in the parking lot. He knows that everyone keeps misses of a Shabbos Aveda around here, and he's not going to be Miyayesh. And you have a din of a Shabbos Aveda. What do you have to do? That we're going to talk in future weeks. What you have to do in when you have an Aveda to return. If you found this item in Mandomin or Harlem or in a place where you know it's Mamish Rov Akum, so then the halacha is that you can keep it no matter what, even though you have reason to suspect that it belongs to a Yisrael, that it belonged to a Yisrael because it has Hebrew writing or it's something that you saw that dropped in, so just couldn't get to him in time. Tosfos says you're allowed to keep it because there the assumption is that the Yisrael, as soon as he lost it, was Miyayish. I lost something in a place where I'm never going to recover it because these people don't keep the halachos of Shabbos Aveda. They don't live in my neighborhood. They don't have any way of returning it to me. So you can assume he's Miyayish. And if you don't know it came from Yisrael, so then certainly you're allowed to keep it because chances are it came from an Akum. It belonged to an Akum, and you're allowed to keep it. And the Nafkamin in the two cases we said was if it's a case where you're not sure. First of all, it's a case where it's something, an item where people are not miyayish right away, something they don't know, realize they lost, and they aren't miyayish right away, So then, if you don't know who it fell from, so then you can assume, according to the Sma, that it fell from a goy, and you could keep it anyway. The Tosfos agreed. If you have a suffek, was the person miyaish, and that's the case we said could be very likely, you're not sure if it was miyaish before you picked it up. So there also, if you don't know who it fell from, you're allowed to keep it because we're kiyager svek sveka. Then maybe it fell from a goy, and even if it fell from Yisrael, he might have been miyaish, right? That's the svek sveka. So that's if you find it in Mandamin in a place where there are certainly a rov akum, you could keep it under all circumstances, unless it's the Yisrael actually shows up and it's something that he claims and there's reason to believe that he didn't know about it when he lost it. So then the Sma said, Meikar Din, you have to return it to him. And if he does show up, even if he was Miyayesh, yet Lefnim Yishur said, then you should return it to him, unless it's, he's rich and you're poor, then you're not Mechuyev to. So that's Mandamin. Now, in our neighborhoods, if you find something where it could be Rov Yisrael, but it's not Rov Yisrael Shomei Torah Mitzvahs, so there also, you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep it because, even though you don't have both reasons, right, if Mistama fell from Yisrael, and therefore you should have to return it to that Yisrael, but the assumption is that a Yisrael that loses something in a place where most people do not keep halachas of Shabbos Aveda, so they're miyayish on it. They're miyayish on that object, and the Meila, you're allowed to keep it. If it's something that he did not know he lost right away, it's something that people will take a while to find out, discover that he lost it, then you would not be able to keep it because that's Yishal Amidas. You would have to try to find the owner. Now, there are cases where people do, if it's like, there's lost and found, and if the minig is that everyone returns things to that lost and found, even if it's, you're not showing to a mistress, that's the minute that you find something in the store, everyone goes to lost and found, so then it could be that you're not in the Yashasi. That has to depend on the circumstances. But we're saying, and if it's like in the street and there's no lost and found there to put it, you find something out on the street and it's code, even though it has a simon, and even though it's a Jewish neighborhood, but since they're not Shomei Torah Mitzvahs, they don't have the halachas of Hashem Saveda that they're keeping, so the assumption is that the owner is miyayish and you're allowed to keep it without compunctions. If it has the name on it, if the thing you find has the person's name and phone number or phone number and there's an easy way to identify the owner, that's not just a simon. That's talking where you know who it belongs to. So then, it doesn't matter where you found it. If it's a Jewish name, and you can assume that it belongs to a Jew, so then you have a field of Nimesh Resident to return it, no matter where you found it. Because even though here's Miyayish, the Mechaper says, even though a person's Miyayish, it's still a Mitzvah of Nimesh Resident to return it to the owner. And if it has a Goyisha name on it, so then, if you found it in a Jewish neighborhood, so then there would be a Chiyuv to return it, because of Chilul Hashem, possible Chilul Hashem by not returning it. And if it's not in a Jewish neighborhood, there would be a mitzvah to return it where there would be any need of Kiddush Hashem. Right, so that, I hope, makes it clear.